Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, former Tennessee Martin Stud, NBA. He's a star in China. The CBA's all-time leading foreign scorer. His name is Lester Hudson. And, brother, he joins us now. Man, I've always wanted to sit down and do this with you. Welcome.
Man, thanks for having me.
No question about it. This weekend, here's the important news. You're having a back-to-school bash. It's Saturday. Correct me if I get any of my details wrong. Noon to 3 p.m.
Yes,
over at Glenview Community Center, which is what? Your stomping grounds back in the day? Did you come up around there?
Yeah, where I grew up at. My whole family grew up at in Glenview, so I just wanted to give back to the community that I grew up at.
How long you been doing this?
For a while, right? Yeah,
like seven
Zach
years.
Zach
come through there and stuff in for
yeah,
years?
Yeah, everybody. Zach, Penny, Tony Allen, Jarrell Martin, Marshawn Brooks. So a lot of guys came through there.
See, we try to shine the light every time when we get, whether it's you, whether it's that. Anytime guys come back and give back, I don't think it gets talked about enough. And particularly with you, man. Because I know everybody's here. You got Penny over at the University of Memphis. Everybody knows the legend he is. We've seen the career that's had. So many great Memphis hoopers.
Mm-hmm.
Are you talked about enough?
I
know you're
a
humble man, but I'm curious in your answer.
Right. Yeah, I think I am. Everybody give me my props that I do, I think. Everybody, you know.
I know when you go in that gym, that respect level is
for
there.
For sure. Yeah. Always. I can't walk in the gym without getting double teamed. So.
How did you do it? And I know this is a long answer, but maybe you can put it. Mm-hmm. You're a guy, I looked it up.
Mm-hmm.
So your Central High career, I'm looking, thinking at the score you were and ended up being, that you won the top high school scores in Shelby Metro history.
Right.
Brother, I couldn't find, you're not in the top 40.
I know.
How do you go from that to Southwest, then get the first, you're the first Division I player ever to get a quadruple-double in college. How do you grow so much, you know, after high school? You don't typically see a story like this.
Oh, man, high school was rough on me, you know, trying to find my way, you know, and what I want to do in life, coming from an unfortunate family. But Coach Applewhite, I got to give him props, man.
That was my guy. Yeah. Whose sons are playing Alden and them, you know.
He's a beast.
He's going to be good.
He's a high major.
Yes, sir. He just stayed with me. He gave me an opportunity, you know, he saw me out of PE and brought me in and told me, can I do this at trial later on? I came back and did. He gave me a chance to be on the team. Unfortunately, it didn't work out in high school. Then he came back again after high school and brought me to Southwest and had me try out again for Southwest Community College. I made the team, and from there on, I just kept getting better and better and better.
I don't want to get too deep into your business, but how tough was it coming out of where you came from? How tough was the background? How tough is it? Because we see so many of stories where the guys don't make it through, bro. How did you get through, and how tough was it?
Oh, man, it was very tough. You know, I think it got to, like, the older guys in my neighborhood, because I was running, you know, with guys that want to go to school and, you know.
Yeah, man.
Doing your thing. You know, doing whatever you can do to eat. So the older guys used to always, if I skip school or anything in my neighborhood, always make sure I catch me and make sure I go to school. They must saw something in me
that
I didn't
see. The old heads were doing it. Yeah. They were helping raise you up.
There was, even if I didn't go to class when I went to school.
Yeah.
Because it was some of those days I didn't go to school.
I believe.
But they made sure I went to school. They picked me. They, man, come on. And
literally a village.
Yeah, so they didn't want me doing what they was doing, you know, and grew up with what they was doing. So, man, I appreciate them, and that's why I want to go back to my neighborhood all the time and give back.
Man, so if they're not there and that doesn't happen, this whole story that we're telling and the force you become, I imagine, look, I've talked to a lot of guys that came out of tough circumstances, Joe Jackson being one of them, man. You see a lot of guys that you know fall by the wayside, man.
Yeah.
Sounds like it was a lot of special people that helped you through.
Oh, for sure. You know, it was just not one. It was not just two. It was a lot. You know, it's everybody I met coming from high school to college and after. Man, it was great, great people God put in my life to help me get to the next level.
That's the Memphis I love.
You know, it was the man above putting the right people in position to me to get out because it was very hard. You know, not be able to, you know, have the things that you want as a kid, you
yeah.
know, when everybody else have it and you feel a certain type of way. But, you know, I had supporting cast, you know, my mom did what she can do, my sisters, my dad, you know, my grandmother, you know, rest in peace to her, she passed away now.
Amen.
Just a lot, man, best friends, you know, at the time, and, man, it was a lot of people. It was a lot of people, man.
So what's it like to go from that, to not having, to now literally you've made your way, you've established mm-hmm. a career, you've gone over to China, made a ton of money, you spent time in the NBA. What's mm-hmm. it like going from not having to literally being able to have what you want? Is it still the same mindset? Like, how do you stay hungry once you
I know once it's you tough. Get it, bro? It's tough. I talk to my wife about it all the time. You know, it's tough trying to stay hungry and you have so much success in life and you never thought you was going to be in this position, you know, to go overseas and do what you love to do.
Or to do back-to-school bashes for kids and give back. Like
and give back, and it's coming out of my pocket. No fundraiser or nothing like that. It's every year. You know, I want to just do it out of my heart. You know, I don't want to be calling everybody. I could, you know, and ask and save my money, but I just want to give back out of my pocket. Like, people helped me when I was growing up. You
Amen.
Know, $5, $10, anybody in the neighborhood just to, you know, just help me out, even if I didn't ask, you know. So, that's the big reason why I want to give back and looking up to the older guys that's giving back, like you said, Penny Hardaway and Z-Bo and people like that.
Man, you right up there with them.
Yeah.
I mean, especially, what are you, what, 35 now? All these diamonds, excuse me, the diamonds are blinding me.
How old you can't see in the studio.
I don't want to make you sound too old, but how much basketball we got left in that? I mean, you're in great shape. Every time I see you working out, Javante, everything else, look like you played another 10.
Right.
How much more basketball in that body?
I think I got like 4 or 5 more years, but I think I'm going to cut it off at like 2 or 3 more years and, you know, come back and raise my girls. I have 3 little girls, you know.
Okay.
And it's tough when I leave them and, you know, they cry and things like that. So, but I want to try to set myself up so I can take care of them forever. You
yeah.
know? So I want to try to get in 2 or 3 great more years and hopefully I can retire then. But if not, keep playing.
Man, can we get you on the Memphis TBT team? Please, like we really need you. We can't get out. We can't get out of the regionals.
Can you not get out of your contracts to help this Memphis team out, man?
Yeah, I think we gonna try to put one together next year.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And
you gonna get your own guys.
Yeah, put one together and try to do a little training camp and everything to be ready. You know, because we have a lot of great hoopers in Memphis. We just got to come together and play together, you know. I think that's the big thing, you know.
These other
and we
teams
can win.
Are playing together. See,
yeah,
that's
yeah,
the that's
other teams are playing together,
point.
And they work, and they have plays.
No doubt.
They haven't practiced. You
that's
know.
$2 million.
It's
you got to take it seriously.
Yeah, you got to take it seriously. So that's the only way I would play, you know, if everybody just take things serious, have a training camp 2 weeks before or 3 weeks and practice together.
Yeah.
You know, and get sets. You got to run sets. You can't go out there and play like.
Exactly.
You know, pick up basketball.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Man, I think I'm gonna try it next year. A lot of guys call me. They call me every year.
Oh, yeah.
And even the guys out of town call me. But I'm like, I can't play with y'all because.
I don't know you. Like we haven't been doing that.
Right. I got to play with Memphis. I got to. My guys would be mad at me. So,
yeah. Are you thinking City of Memphis and University of Memphis guys? Or
That's going to be it.
Okay.
City of Memphis and the University of Memphis.
I got you.
Together.
Yeah. That's awesome.
You know, like 4 or 5 from the City of Memphis and 4 or 5 from University of Memphis. And I think we can take it.
No doubt. So let's just go back to, because you came out, man, both at Central and Southwest, like when the U of M was hot.
Yeah.
Like Cal had that thing where it was at its best. Did you ever look over there and resent, you know, I don't know, were they recruiting you? Like what was the deal there with Memphis?
You were just coming on the scene.
I was just coming on the scene, but I was up there playing with them, you know, pick up basketball. So, you know, Kyle saw me a couple times, and he said something. I think DK was there, too.
Yep.
Because I was going up there with Andre Allen. He was up there. It was one of my best friends. So he was bringing me up there and working out. And me playing against them, you know, helped me believe in myself, you know, that I can make it, too, because all these guys was – projected to go to the NBA.
No doubt.
Yeah, you have Derrick Rose, Dorsey, Tyreek Evans, Dozier.
CDR.
Tagger. You know, they had a squad.
They did.
You know what I mean? So, so when I was holding my own up there, I'm like, man, I might can make it. You know, I started believing myself. Other people was telling me, but, you know, you got to believe in yourself.
No doubt.
So once I started playing against them guys, and Andre Allen was bringing me up there, you know, things like that, and man, I started believing in myself, and like, man, I can make it if I just stay down and stay focused.
No doubt.
Give myself a chance to make it.
Did you want an offer? Like, were you like really hoping that they came through, or was it just like, you know, it's bigger than just where I go to school?
I think for me it was bigger than I go to school. It was just somewhere I just need to stay focused on my schoolwork, because, you know, I had to get out of a little trouble in schoolwork. You know, I was behind a mm-hmm. year or two, you know, so I needed to get somewhere I could be focused and concentrate on my grades and basketball at the same time.
Yep.
So that's why I chose UT Martin. It was just a small city, small town.
Yep.
And the Coach James came to me. It's like, one thing I know what you're going to have when you leave here is your diploma. And that would mm-hmm. caught my eye, you know. So if I go to school and if I didn't make it, at least I have my diploma. And that's been like
no doubt.
Probably the first in my family to have, you know, a diploma out of college, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm thankful for that.
And there wasn't much else to do in Martin besides schoolwork and basketball.
It was nothing.
Was like, that's it.
That was it. I was waking up 6, 7 in the morning running track with my coaches. Man, working out, shooting 1,000 shots a day. Doing this on my own. We going to track by myself at 6 and then doing a workout with the team.
Yeah.
And getting shots up by myself with the coach and getting shots up with the team. So it was just a whole lot of grit and grind, you know.
Yep.
That's the perfect thing I can say.
Yeah.
Because for Memphis, it's a lot of grit and
no
grind.
No doubt, man.
We're talking to Memphis hooping legend Lester Hudson with us. Now that year that John talked about when it was popping off, under Cal, 07-08, they obviously made history, go to the title game. That year, November 13th, 2007, Tigers getting ready to make their run. You're making your own history, becoming the first. I know people know this and they see it in record books, but I don't think we talk about it enough. The first Division I player to record a quadruple-double. Do you remember that night and how well it was going that night at Martin, and what the heck was, I mean, going on through you? Where everything is going right with you?
Man, everything went right. You know,
25, 12, 10, and 10.
Yeah, what's so funny, I was, earlier that day, you know, I had a great run, like, at FedEx Forum. I had to go 35 in Memphis, then 33
yep.
the next game against, I think, Maine or somebody like that. But it was another game we was playing, like, that weekend, I think, and I came in the office and told Coach, head coach Brett Campbell, I was like, I'm finna get a triple-double tonight. I want to get a triple-double tonight. And so it happened, I get out there, and I'm just all over the place.
You had to be to get the 10
all
steals.
All over the place. And so
12 rebounds.
I was finna check out. They finna check out because we was up like 20 points. I was finna check out, and the scorekeeper was like, no, you need like one more steal and like one more assist to have a quadruple-double. And I'm like, what is that?
It's
like,
never happened what? In Division One. It I'm had like, never
what?
Happened.
I'm like, what is that? He was like, just get it. Just get you a steal and assist. And so it happened. I was just all over the place, and I ended up getting a steal. And my big man, Gerald Robinson, came down trailing me, and I passed it back to him. I got steal and assist, and then they submaster got quadrupled open, and then it went on from there. It was just everybody next day calling me and wanted to do interviews, and it was
didn't crazy. ESPN, all that,
ESPN,
I remember back
everything.
Then.
ESPN magazine, all that, everything.
Legendary. See, when I say Memphis hooping legend,
no question.
It's literally legendary.
That's
now,
true.
You go on after several stops in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
I want our listeners to know. I pointed out earlier. Highest scoring foreign player ever been in the CBA. And you what? You were how long have you been there? How long had you played in China?
8 years.
8 years.
There's other guys play more. You know, I'm probably like top three all time Chinese players and foreigners.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, I'm probably like 800 points behind the Chinese players, you know.
So not much. Highest scoring foreigner and right there behind the other two guys the only other two guys mm-hmm. been over 10,000.
Right.
What's it like? Like, for the guy that came out of where you came from
mm-hmm.
to go over there, which to me and John, we don't know a dang thing. How do you make a home there? How do you get comfortable? All of that. What was living in China that long like?
Oh, man, it's tough. You know, I'm going back, so I ain't. So it was tough. Man, I just adapted that. I adapted my head that this is like I felt like I didn't make it in NBA, so this was my NBA. So
mm-hmm. I've heard you say that. That's how
I put it in my mental, yep. in my mind that I was gonna treat this like my NBA.
Yep. I wish other dudes would do the same thing.
I love the NBA. I think every team gave me the opportunity. I think I should have got a better opportunity, but I thank them. But
absolutely.
I took my talent over to China and put in my mind I was gonna treat China like the NBA, and I didn't want to go nowhere else. This is gonna be my home. You know, I don't like jumping and going, you know, teams,
yeah.
countries, things like that. So Man, I just work hard every day and try to stay in great shape and try to do the best I could night in, night out when I went to China and not worried about what's going on back home. I just focus on trying to talk to my family, things like that, but not the other stuff that can distract you and things like that. So,
yep.
I try to stay in focus and trying to be the best player of all time in the CBA history.
I want to ask you about, like, what the food's like and all that, because I imagine that takes some getting used to. But, like, how were you living? Dude, like, have you, like, in a, you know what I mean?
High-rise.
High-rise somewhere? Right, did they, right. When you were a star,
oh, he's
like you were,
now. Come on now.
Do they give you 50 acres and you're living out on a big mansion? Like, how does Lester Hudson live in China?
Well, it's a team that that I played for. They had, like, a big mansion that the players and the workers stayed in. It was it was at, man, it was crazy. He had his own
all
bar.
Y'all in there?
I mean, no, just the foreigner players.
Okay, just
foreign
the foreign
players,
guys. Gotcha.
You know, and then they had maids and stuff, clean up your rooms and things like that.
Oh, bro, that's
And then another team, you know.
It really was the NBA.
Right. And then, like.
Sweet.
When I first went over there, it was kind of tough to leave. We just kind of just
it was coming
up,
on, right.
And the rooms wasn't that good. I'm talking about, man, it was terrible. Trust me, I'm talking about, like.
Like
I had
roaches?
To go through,
man, no, man, they don't have roaches in China.
I'm talking about, like in a tub, holes in the tub, like shower where you had to like stand over the hole and shower.
Oh, bro, we had to get out of that.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
But I had to adapt to it. You know what I'm supposed to do.
Well, you always did. That's the which
the
how you survived
thing.
And came
from
through.
Life from yeah. As I was young.
That helped you,
know?
You there.
So, and then the team I just come from, I just played, was in a 5-star hotel, big suite, you know, food, like the normal. The normal mm-hmm. food, salmon, steak, grilled chicken on the menu. And it was great the last few years. So China's coming up, the cities, the league, everything. So it's been great so far.
I think it's such a great lesson, man, like your story, mm-hmm. because exactly. You get it, man. You know what basketball players think like, you mm-hmm. know? It's NBA or I've failed.
Right.
NBA
right.
or I didn't make it.
Right, right, right.
But if
right.
But if like you said, if you stay down – and you approach your craft the same way you otherwise would have, you can go to China or wherever, you know, and make a life for
great
yourself,
life.
Which
right.
is exactly what you did. I can't even look in your direction without, you know, the reflection
right.
because from the watch that you're wearing. So, like, you can do that still other than the
of
NBA.
Of course. That's how I wanted to be an NBA player in China, if you see what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm LeBron or I'm Stephen Curry or I'm mm-hmm. James Harden or I'm Westbrook.
No doubt.
You know, to them.
Yes, absolutely.
You know what I mean? Because they see them on TV,
absolutely.
But they see me in person, and they like, man,
we got
so
that.
Amazing. Yeah, we got this
that
right here.
Yeah.
You know, so, man, that's an approach you got to take.
Yep.
You got to, man, you can't never give up. You can't never be down on yourself, man. You got to always stay focused and work hard through the hard times.
Yep.
You know, hard times never last.
Yeah, you know? I've wanted this, too.
Hard times never last.
I think you've worked with him quite a bit. I remember going and doing a story on Jarnell Stokes one time. He was getting ready. I think he was playing AAU then, just kind of coming up.
Mm.
And in the gym, you were working and telling the trainer, man, you better come on. It was you telling Javonte Holmes, man, you better come on. You've been working with Javonte a lot, but so Javonte's been with Will Barton.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
what? How's he helped? How tired are y'all? And what is it about him, right? That all y'all ball game recognizes game. What is it about him that's so good and helps y'all so much?
I'm gonna just say this. Before Vontae, zero MVPs.
I heard that.
After Vontae, 3 MVPs.
Mm-hmm.
What he was, wow. he was a decent hooper, you know, back in the day. like that's what I'm trying to get to. Like, what is it about him in the training that he's literally world class now?
He world class. He studied his game of his players.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he don't let you do too much outside of your game. He don't try to like make you learn more than what you need to.
Specialize in
what you need and how you need to get to your spots and how you need to get your shot off and
yep.
things like that. He perfect on that and he do his homework on his guys.
Yeah.
And it show proof. Will Barton, Jordan
I mean,
Jones,
all y'all.
Lester
that
Hudson
with.
And Clark.
Yeah.
Even the young guys coming up, you know. Man, he's been great to the city.
Yeah. If you were giving advice to a kid that – it's not going the way they thought it would, right? They're not the high school star
mm-hmm.
that's getting the 4- and 5-star rankings already. Maybe they've had a little trouble and it's been a different road for them. If you're advising that kid who may be told, nah, brother, this ain't it for you, you got to go down a different path. But his dream was your dream, right? Getting to the NBA.
Yep.
And like you said, what would be that advice on that survival? What would Lester Hudson tell that kid? Because there's a bunch of them, you know, in Memphis that want to be that and are facing some of those obstacles.
Right. So I'm going to just give a brief story about me.
Please do.
So, me, I played 1 year of high school basketball.
Just 1 year.
Just 1 year of high school basketball. I played no AAU basketball.
Yep.
No AAU.
None?
None AAU basketball.
That's how I knew it was something like that. Like,
so, with me saying all that, never give up. It's always a chance you can make it. Just keep working, staying focused, be around positive people. Tough time never lasts. Tough people do. So it's a grind, and it's gonna be worth it at the end of the road. I don't care what you go through, all the bumps and obstacles and problems, and people saying this, you can't do this, you can't do that. Never get mad at nobody. Always, take motivation from negativity and positivity. That's what I always do. I take motivation from negativity and positive. To keep going forward in life. I just never give up. Never give up. Always believe in yourself. Don't matter how long it take. It took me a long time. I ain't start making money till 24. I ain't get drafted until I was 24 finna turn 25.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
So you don't have to go one and done, two and done.
Yep.
Right after college.
Yeah.
It's guys like right now that played for a D League trial. Like I'm talking about here, like Simmons, I think played for the Spurs.
No doubt.
Making $8-9 million.
Oh, he got a big contract. Yeah.
So just stay down and whatever was meant for you is meant for you.
How about that? It's that. That's why. I mean, we really had and I hope this back to school bash that you're doing on Saturday, 12-3, out of Glenview Community Center. Again, like I said, we always want to shine the light on that. And I think even just as important is this story, Lester. Mm-hmm. This story, because John and I see it. I'm not gonna name any names, but guys that don't make the league, they go into a hole, brother. Mm-hmm. They go into a hole and don't realize that there's a whole life, a great life, and it's still a great career that can be made if you go ahead and don't look. And overseas is a slap in the face. You were Andre Turner, just like you, was a guy went over there, made a life for himself, obviously. Yes. And those words, man, I think, especially when we got so many hoopers in Memphis, mm-hmm. I just think they'll resonate. When's Disney making the movie about you, brother? Because we need to find out who's going. Brother, this is a movie. You didn't play AAU ball.
No, it's a movie.
1 year of high school. You're rolling through Raleigh back in the day in the four-door Porsche.
Right, yep.
You still got that thing?
Oh, no, it's gone. It's probably
Man, I wish you would have gave it to me, bro. I know, it was back in the day when I was still in Raleigh. I was rolling through, man, see you coming through. Oh, no, you have it. Who would play you in the Disney movie, man? Take your pick. Because we're going to get this done. We're ESPN owned by. We got connections, man. If there's
We can't make it happen.
If we can pick a guy to play the Disney movie on Lester Hudson the life, think about how great a movie this would be. Who to play you? You got somebody? Who would you have play you?
I don't know right now on the top of my head. We just have to find out.
Gotta be a hooper.
You look like you think you ain't worth a movie.
Gotta be a hooper.
Brother, this is a movie.
Oh, for sure.
But at least for real. You already working on this, I bet.
A couple guys.
Well, he hasn't retired yet. You have to retire.
That's how I feel. You have to retire. I feel like I have to retire first and then give my whole full story, even the next few years.
Yeah, I agree.
Let's have Common do it. Common will play you in the movie.
That'd be great. We got to hit him up.
Common?
You don't sound excited about Common.
Let's do Michael B. Jordan. We're trying to sell out.
Sell out, yeah.
Common ain't doing that, bro. Common ain't getting folks to the box office.
Brother, you have a blockbuster story.
Yeah
man.
And if y'all can help me out to put it out, that'll be great.
We will.
Well, you do know he was the first voice in an Academy Award winning film.
Oh, okay.
Undefeated.
A little bit of experience in this, brother.
That's why
I'm telling you, man, this
he didn't
is
get
a
paid,
hit,
though.
I can smell it.
Yeah. Right. He didn't get paid, though. That was his first mistake. He signed his life away.
Don't make it sound like I'm just trying to get paid. This man got enough people trying to get to his money already, I'm quite sure.
He's going to want to get paid next time, though, if he's consult.
You got to. You got to get paid.
Representation.
You got to get paid.
Let's do this. I know you're going to, you plan to go play some more in China and everything, man, but anytime you've got something like this back to school, man, feel I want you to feel at home here.
Mm-hmm.
Because like I said, I think your story goes right up there with all the best, the legends that have come out of here. Oh, and so. And maybe there's even more to draw for all of us out of yours than there is with these other ones, because you came through it all.
No doubt. Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Hey, let me ask you real quick, because I know you know you and Penny are close, and you've been over there in that facility. Oh, have you seen the team play at all, like this new team they got coming in?
I haven't seen them. Okay. They haven't had open practice yet.
Gotcha.
You know, so but I want to go over there
man.
You know, and see how he coaching and see how the players is, because – I think I want to do something like that after I'm done, you know, training or coaching or just staying around basketball and trying to help some kids. Like the coaches help me, you know, when the older guys help me. So
you
I
got
just
something to give back, bro.
I want to give back to the, you know, to the younger kids and motivate them to help them try to get to the level that I got to or better. My whole mentality to them, like the younger guys I talk to, I want them to be better than me.
Yeah.
You know, don't try to be like me. Try to be better than me. You know, that's every time I give anybody advice that's younger than me. Try to be better than me. Don't be like me. Try to be better than me.
Yeah, we were talking to a college basketball writer a couple weeks ago, and he put up a poll on Twitter, and it asked who's the most feared recruiter in college basketball right now, and it's Penny was the answer.
For sure. No doubt. Why not? You know, this is a legend in the NBA. You know, top two pick, got his own shoe, had his own doll. Nobody ever had that.
Nobody ever did have that.
The kids' parents know that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So they's like, hold on, you got to go for a Penny.
I mean, who else could, when a college coach calls, the dad like almost bursts into tears. It's like,
right.
Oh my God, this is Penny Hardaway.
Right.
You know, like nobody else can do that.
Nobody else can do that but him. You know, so he's special. He's special for the city. Oh man, I hope they win. I'm talking about like beyond.
It's lit over there. It's
beyond,
lit.
Yeah.
National
championship type win.
No doubt.
Like from the bottom of my heart.
They got the roster to do it.
Yes, sir.
You know, just young. But their talent is there.
He is Lester Hudson. He's got his back to school bash. He's giving back backpacks, school supplies, free haircuts. It's Saturday, noon to 3 p.m. at Glenview Community Center. We've got the link over 929 ESPN on Twitter and Instagram. You can register for the event. Brother, we love the great work you're doing.
Absolutely, man.
And, man, just really appreciate your time, man, getting to do this with you.
Thanks for having me. And then, you have to attend the backpack giveaway. I'm picking 10 great kids at the backpack giveaway to take them shopping the next day.
Oh, wow.
Bro,
nice.
You know, so they have to be there. There's going to be something in the backpacks that pick them. We not just going and like, okay, we're going to pick you. We're going to pick you. No, we're going to put something in the
like
backpack.
Like a golden ticket in that thing.
Yeah, something like that. And then pick.
Bro, we get to
like
shop 10. With you?
Man, China was good to Lester Hudson.
So,
my goodness.
We not only get in his pockets, but yeah, go look. It's been good.
Yeah. So, go take 10 great kids to get them a couple pair of shoes, uniforms and things like that. And then you got to register on my link on Instagram for free haircuts. You know, and then we got free food by the Wing Factory of Memphis. And then the haircuts is by celebrity Barber C Styles downtown.
Well,
he's great.
Yeah,
you
want to
come
best.
Get your haircut back.
Yep. Yep.
And what's your IG real fast? I know everybody's on it, but for the folks tonight.
Lester_Hudson14.
Yeah. Got all the registration stuff.
L_Hudson14.
L_Hudson14. Mm-hmm. Go
follow a legend and get registered for this. Man, thank you for this.
All right. Yes, thanks for having me.
Anything else you need, man, ever hit us up, Moses. You just want to come through, chop it up, man. Open door.
Okay,
love to have
sir.
You.
Yes,
Lester.
Sir.
Yeah.
He is Lester Hudson, Chinese basketball and Memphis basketball legend.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.